We are joined right now, though, by the head basketball coach at Michigan State. He was named the Big Ten Coach of the Decade for the 2010s. He is the recipient of 8 National Coach of the Year awards. He's led Michigan State to a national championship, 8 Final Fours, 10 regular season Big Ten titles, 6 Big Ten tournament titles, 22 straight NCAA tournaments. He is a member of the Basketball Hall of Fame. He is Tom Izzo. Tom, it is so good to have you back. Before we get into everything, Tom, how are you and everybody around you doing during this most unusual time?
Well, we're doing pretty good, Jim. And boy, with an introduction like that, I might fly you in. Definitely for my funeral someday. I kind of like the way you went about it. But the Big Ten Coach of the Decade, I think I'm the only guy that lasted the decade. That's the problem. So I'm not sure it's as worthy. I think Bo and John Beilein, those guys only went 7 or 8 years. But it was good anyway. And we're doing good. You know, the family, we've had our kids back for a couple weeks. And it's gone okay. But I have mixed feelings on this whole thing. And I'm sure you do at times. But glad you're still working and keeping us occupied during the day.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that, Tom. I do have mixed feelings, and it's a very challenging time. It's a really difficult time, and we will get into some of that. Now, in terms of you being the Big Ten Coach of the Decade for the 2010s, listen, I know you're going to say it's about the players, but that is a great, great honor. What's it mean to you? What's it represent to you?
Well, I say when I got the job, you know, at year 4, we were in the Final Four. Year 5, we won it, and then year 6, we were in it. And everybody wanted to canonize everything, and I said, you know, it's great, but I think the biggest, the most success you can have is when you have consistency. And, you know, the 22 straight NCAA tournaments, the 8 Final Fours, going to 1 every 3 years. And then over a decade, you know, I think we went to 3 or 4 Final Fours in that time. And I think that's what I'm most proud of, you know, that we've been able to maintain some order of consistency, not always winning it, not always getting there, but most of the time, at least knocking on the door in the last 2 weeks. And I think that's what it takes to be a great program. You know, you always got to be knocking on the door at the beginning, and you always got to be knocking at the door in the end. And sometimes in the middle, a lot of things happen.
Michigan State head basketball coach Tom Izzo breaking it down for us. All right, so you released a really powerful statement, I thought, earlier this week about the thoughts and conversations that you have had since the murder of George Floyd. It's important to note, Tom, this was not just some simple, easy statement. It was challenging, and you really got to the heart of the issues. What inspired you to take that approach?
You know, Jim, it's been an interesting thing for me. I grew up in the UP, you know, with my buddy Mariucci, which is like Lily White America. The first black man I ever met was my assistant coach right now, Mike Garland, and that was the first night I got to college. So I was 20 or 18 years old. And so I come from a different area. Then I come down here, downstate, and pick a profession where 80% of the kids I recruit are African-American. And then I top that off by marrying an Hispanic woman. So I kind of felt like I've heard all the stories. I've watched my wife and her family's gone through. Mike Garland has been a great mentor of mine. And then I've been lucky, you know, with Magic and Steve Smith and Gregory Kelser and Mateen Cleaves and all those guys, even from past years, I utilized them a lot during that time to try to figure out, you know, what is right, what is wrong. And I say this, I mean, I still believe this. I think it was Mike Garland that said, you know what, our job is to treat everybody equal and everybody the same, but our other job is to hold everybody accountable. And that's one thing I'm a little frustrated with too, you know. I mean, whether there's a lot of good cops, Jim, you know a lot, I know a lot, you know, but when you see a police officer that's been reprimanded 18 times and still has a job, I guarantee you this, in your job, if you made 18 different mistakes that were of consequence, I bet you wouldn't have your job. I know I wouldn't have mine. And I think sometimes, as the police officer from Minnesota said, or the chief, you know, we're finding a way that we have to harbor these guys. And I don't think that's good either. So I'm still going with treat everybody like you'd want to be treated. But there's got to be some accountability. Like, I believe in the protest. I'm not crazy about the rioting and the burning, because I think it leaves a standard forever. And I know that happened in Detroit. I mean, it was back in the late 60s. I was in junior high school. And, you know, some of those buildings are still charred and burned and everything. So, you know, finding a happy medium is what we got to do. But I do think what impressed me most, Jim, was seeing the number of people in the calm protests that were marching. You know, there were whites and blacks and Hispanics and just about every young and old. And I felt a different vibe than I felt the other times. And I'm hoping this is the time that we can all be Americans instead of all being part of different Americans.
Tom Izzo is joining us. Tom, you and I could talk about this very topic for hours. I appreciate your thoughts on that. Let me ask you quickly about your team, because you and I spoke a couple of times during the past season, and we talked about how challenging it had been for Cassius Winston, his family, and your team. Yet somehow through everything, you guys find a way to win a third straight Big Ten title. What's it say about the guys you have in that locker room?
Well, I think it says a lot about the culture that maybe we've developed, that the Cleaves has developed way back, and now it's been continued through Draymond's and Valentine's and Gary Harris's, and, you know, just the different guys in the whole 20 years since we won it. I think culture is something that scares me with the new transfer rules. If it goes through and the way kids are just bolting, it's hard to develop a culture. And I think I've got a pretty good culture. And the culture, you know, what led us when we were struggling a little bit halfway through, I mean, Cash was really struggling as far as his points in that were good, but just mentally in the locker room, you know, I had a guy that, you know, brother committed suicide. And then in February, I had a player in Xavier Tillman whose wife had a baby. So you talk about an incredible swing of emotions. And once that happened, we started playing our best basketball. Cash just got a little better. And we were playing really good at the end, Jim. I thought we had a serious chance to make a run. And then, unfortunately, it was all cut short.
I thought you did too, Tom. I thought you were really playing really well at the right time. So when you have somebody like Cassius, and it's so tough on everybody, but I know how special that relationship is to you, and you know he's not going to get another chance to play in the NCAA tournament, what does that feel like?
That was the hardest day I've had in a long time. You know, we were practicing. We were getting ready to go to Indianapolis. We practiced in the morning. We were leaving at about 1 o'clock, and right at the end of practice, my Dobo came down and said, hey, they just took Michigan and Rutgers off the court. The tournament's over. And I had addressed my team. And then 4 hours later, I had addressed them that the NCAA tournament was over. And I took the seniors aside by myself. And then I took Cassius aside. And I just said, this is part of the adversity of life, you know. And you've been through a lot, you know. As a freshman, you didn't play much. And junior, senior year, you're, you know, player of the year candidate. And you've been through the you know, situation with your brother. You're still standing. You found a way. There's going to be bigger, tougher things you're going to have to deal with. But it was a sad day. It was a tear-jerking day, to say the least.
No doubt. Tom Izzo joining us. Yeah, Tom, I'm curious. The longer I'm in this, the more I think about this. But we had a kind of a chuckle at your resume at the top. But despite all that, that's only a short excerpt. I mean, I could have kept going and talked about some more of the accolades. But from where I'm sitting, you seem as hungry, as focused, as motivated as you've ever been. How do you explain that? And what keeps you working as hard as you do this far down the road?
You know, it's why you're good at what you do, my man, because you are right. I think what I did is it's been 100 days now, just about 100 days or a little even longer since, you know, we kind of left the offices on, what was it, March 10th or something. And, you know, I went home. I learned to jump on a Peloton. I said, I'm going to get myself in the best shape of my life. I said, you know, that made me feel better, happier, my wife better. My wife's boyfriend wasn't happy because he knows I'm going to live an extra 10 years. But other than that, everybody else was happy and feeling good. But I have kind of rejuvenated. You know, I say, you know, life brings a lot of things. I'm fortunate what I got. I work at a great place. I've been through a lot here in the last 3-4 years. But I think there's better times ahead, and I want to be now part of the solution. You know, now I've got a second championship to try to win. I've got players to try to get to the NBA, but maybe as important or more important, hopefully be part of a solution with a cultural issue that has been going on for years and years and years. So I'm kind of enjoying jumping in every week. We have a weekly meeting about it. I get some different video and show it outside because we're not allowed to be indoors with the players. And it's been pretty interesting.
Really interesting. Tom Izzo, my guest. I love that. Listen, one last thought. You mentioned, or we talked about, you being the coach of the decade. I know also on that day, Draymond Green, Denzel Valentine, and Cassius were all honored as well. How pleased were you for all of them?
I was excited. You know, I mean, it's great. You know, I mean, each one of them is completely different. You know, I look at Cash's personality and Draymond's, and they're different, and Valentine's kind of in between, but they're all guys that have given back a lot to me, to the program, and done a lot for me, and I love those guys, and that's what I said. You know, they built the culture. I just kind of managed it, but it's players that play the game, and it's players that that really do. You know, a coach has to give them direction, and that's what I think our job is now as we get through the pandemic, as we get through the social injustice. We got to give them direction, but eventually, you know, they got to do their job. And so my job is going to still be to hold them accountable, Jim, one way or another, hold them accountable. And yet most of them, 99% of them appreciate that once they're gone. So I'm going to keep working and hopefully get to be on your show more and more and more. I love it. I watch it, and I appreciate you, and I hope you and your family stay healthy during this time.
My man, as long as I have a show, you are one of the first guys I'll look for. He is the head basketball coach at Michigan State. He is a member of the Basketball Hall of Fame. You as well, Tom. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Great to have you back. Thanks so much for that.
Thanks, Jimmy. Take care, man.
You too. Tom Izzo. He is a good friend of the program. I say that a lot, but the reason I say that when I introduce guys is it's my way of saying I appreciate the relationship. I appreciate that I've done this as long as I have, and that people come on the program and they feel like it's worth their time, and they feel like the interview is good, and they keep coming on the program. It's not a small ask to say, hey, can you come on the program? Can you set aside 15 minutes of your time to talk about yourself, your program, what's important to you? And I'm going to respect that time, and I'm going to make sure that I'm prepped up and ready to talk to you. It's a process.